here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and of course we welcome your calls from out across America. Ordinarily at 1-800-259-5791 during this hour, but please hold your calls right now because we have with us Barry Shamas, who is an investigative reporter from Israel who's been living in Canada and now is living in the United States, and he's going to bring us up to date upon what's really going on over in Israel today. Barry, thank you so very much for being with us again.
Always my pleasure.
All right, will you pick up? What are we going to talk about today?
We're going to talk about the war going on in the Middle East. It's already started. It started in Lebanon and it started in Gaza. Now, just so you understand, the American interference policy in the Middle East includes getting Arabs to fight with each other. This is just a concept you must know from Iraq, Afghanistan, and so forth. What you didn't know is that Israel has a brand new war in which it doesn't have to participate. All it has to do is withdraw. And that war is to tell the PLO, you defeat Hamas, and we'll give you a state in the West Bank or Judea and Samaria. Now, what has happened is that it has turned into full-flight warfare now. Now, I'm not going to talk about Lebanon. I know that there's a war going on in Tripoli at a Palestinian refugee camp, and somehow or another, the Lebanese army and its leaders, Hanan Sinora, have decided to fight Islamists. Okay, we know that. It's actually becoming more and more serious every day. What I will talk about is that the PLO is fighting Hamas in Gaza, and it's losing its shirt, by the way. Now, let's look at the news the way we know the news and put all the pieces together. We know that the United States has been supplying the PLO with massive amounts of weaponry. Now, we know that because, first of all, it's been reported. It's not by imagination. We're talking about genuine reports. But even more shocking is that the Hamas intercepted a shipment of arms that was intended for the PLO in Gaza and arrested 18 PLO members and took the arms. Those arms, are being used right now to defeat the PLO in Gaza. Now, we have to understand something important. In Israel, there is a right wing that is supposedly determined to preserve the state. Avigdor Lieberman is a member of Knesset, who I guess is the only right winger, supposedly. He's up to his neck in Russian mafia stuff, but he approved the shipment of arms to the PLO. It was about 3 months ago. It was not just the government of Israel, Kadima, Olmert, and Peres. It also included Avigdor Lieberman. And now we know why. Because he was told the PLO would fight Hamas with these arms. Now, I think we should go back just a little bit about Israel's strategy, because it's gonna cost Israel. It may look like a good strategy, divide and conquer. One religious woman told me Gideon and the Midianites, which I do not understand, but it seems to mean something to her. The core is that Israel has decided that the PLO will fight its war. Now, this was
Hold that thought, Barry. We're going to be back in just a moment right here at the Genesis Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Shamish, and Barry is certainly pointing out the fact that the Israelis have actually been providing weapons for the PLO, thinking that they were going to go to war with Hamas, but it just so happens that a lot of those weapons that were supposed to go to the PLO went to war, actually got to the Hamas. Nobody knows how it happened, but now, of course, Hamas is fighting the PLO. And what happens if Hamas wins and then they get all those weapons the Israelis have turned over to the PLO for Hamas's ultimate strike at Israel? And besides that, Hamas, you know, certainly the PLO is no friend of Israel. They maybe think that they can, you know, my enemy's enemy is my friend. The PLO hates Israel just as much as Hamas does, except Hamas is a little bit more honest and says, we're going to kill them all, and the Palestinian says, oh, no, we're going to live in peace with them, but in truth, they want to kill them all, too. So you pick up the story there. And you disagree with me if you want to.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay, go ahead.
Look, using the PLO to fight the Hamas saves a lot of Israelis. Look, after the Sderot bombings this week, 78% of Israelis were in favor of a ground incursion into Gaza. Now, Olmert is making excuses why we can't do that. What he's not saying is we supplied both sides with weaponry and they're going to do our killing for us. Nobody's opening their mouth and telling the truth that Israel's finger is in all this killing. But again, don't make it like these are nice people killing each other. I mean, these are killers killing each other. Nonetheless, Israel and the United States have set the ball in motion, and Lebanon and the Gaza Strip are now in flames, in utter flames. And that buys Israel a little time. Not much, by the way. But it buys Israel some time. The Arabs will always save us by their own hatred. The fact is the Arabs are divided into kins, and the kins will fight each other, and there's nothing in common between what is known as the West Bank and Gaza. Gaza was settled by Egyptians. The West Bank came from Jordan and from parts of Israel, and so on and so forth. They don't like each other. But here is the key. Now, it was back in March of 1996. Shimon Peres had just lost the election to Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, we've gone through this, and I've explained this. The elections were rigged. He actually won. Netanyahu took the election because of the Rabin assassination. Peres had a little too much documentation proving that he was the director of the murder of Yitzhak Rabin, and they got him out of power. But the last thing Peres did, it was about a week before he walked out of the prime minister's residence. Now, here are names that I'd like you to try and remember, even though this is very confusing. The CIA was run at the time by someone named Deutsch. Next to Deutsch in the CIA's Middle East Department, John Deutsch, of course, was George Tenet. Both of these are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. Just understand that. You don't have to really get a grasp on it, but they were following orders from way up high in the Council on Foreign Relations. Peres asked not just for American arms for the PLO. He asked for American training. What bothered Peres more than anything else is the PLO were not killing Jewish settlers fast enough. They were missing. So he sent initially 40 soldiers to Virginia for advanced training. They returned to Israel, and boy, could they kill after that. They knew everything. They knew how to escape. They knew drive-by shootings. They knew long-range shootings. They knew everything. The CIA advanced them in equipment and training. Marvelous, marvelous training you get in Virginia. And this expanded to, I believe it was called Lakeland Military Base outside San Antonio, where several hundred PLO so-called policemen got advanced training to kill Jews. Never, ever forget that or forgive Shimon Peres. He's a murderer of Jews on purpose. Nonetheless, the deal was Judea and Samaria are evacuated. The PLO got a state. And for that reason, of course, killing all the Jews for Peres was just advancing diplomacy. Nonetheless, it was the CIA under John Deutsch and his Middle Eastern Department head, who later became head of the CIA, George Tenet, who trained the PLO first. Now that we've said that, a very strange thing happened in the last elections, the only elections that the Hamas ever won, the only election that was really ever held in the so-called Palestinian territories. Israel did everything in power to make sure that Hamas won. Now, I'm going to give one example. There's a bunch of them. The Israel banned Hamas from standing for Jerusalem with 120,000 voters. Israel said, no, you cannot stand for Jerusalem. A week later, they withdrew the protest, and Hamas stood for Jerusalem and became heroes for standing up to Israel, and Hamas won this election, whether legally or not legally, whether this crackpot Jimmy Carter was watching the elections honestly or not, which he was not. Nonetheless, Hamas won. And as soon as Hamas won, well, Israel saw the opportunity. Let's get the PLO to fight Hamas, and our enemies will chop each other's hands off. And that is what is happening right now in Gaza at this moment. But there's something Israel didn't count on. I don't believe counted on. Hamas is winning. It's that simple. The Hamas is winning the war. The PLO stationed all these troops ready to fight a battle with American arms I'm going to be writing something tomorrow. I can't because of a hold at today's Shavuot, but I will write it tomorrow. There were at least three arms shipment, totaling about 20,000 small arms and a whole bunch of ammunition, and the PLO are losing the war. And let me tell you, that's not what Israel planned on, I don't believe. Now, what did Israel tell the PLO? It was obvious. They took Mahmoud Abbas aside, said, we'll give you a state if you defeat Hamas. It's that simple. You have a little task. Go and defeat Hamas. Take over. Take over the Gaza Strip, and we will clear the state for you. Now, here is something. Please take this in mind. There was a Knesset vote. It was 28 to 16 for further withdrawals. In other words, to clean up Judea and Samaria. It was held on Jerusalem Reunification Day. That was several weeks ago, when no members of the opposition showed up. Kadima showed up. The vote was 28 to 16 instead of 120 members of the Knesset voting. You had 50. This is what happened, I guess, with the Federal Reserve and Woodrow Wilson. They get them on Christmas when no one's there to oppose you. But after this fiasco, went through the Knesset, allowing the next withdrawal, allowing the next Gush Katif, Israel's 40th reunification of Jerusalem celebrations were utterly ruined and all events by the government canceled because a horrific and unexpected and ungodly rainstorm shattered the capital. Seven people died outside the capital in bodies. They were on hiking trips. There was a storm that Jerusalem has never seen in May, slashing Jerusalem and wrecking the entire ceremonies that they've been working on for 2 years. If there's a God, by the way, this is the best proof I've ever seen.
Well, Barry, you know, some of us do believe there is a God, and that God does interfere in the affairs of men, but you go right ahead.
Well, he did it this time. I'm telling you, you've got yourself hands-on proof in this case. The 40th anniversary celebrations of Jerusalem were canceled because of a storm that has never hit the capital in May. And I got to tell you, that's got me believing. That's convinced me plenty. Oh, what we have got in the Middle East, the war that we have. Now, I'm gonna add, before I add, really a lot of very serious indictments against this awful government of ours. And I hate to do this, because Israel's enemies are saying this, but the war in Iraq was revenge for all the scuds that Iraq launched against Israel in 1991. You don't do that to Israel. Israel mucks around with you when you do. Okay? I just said what I said. It's not an easy statement, but I'm going to stand by it. Israel does not like the Arabs fooling around with it. That is what's happening in Gaza and Lebanon this week. Please watch those two places. We may not have a missile war because of this, but I want to tell you something. Hamas sent 60 missiles on Sderot last week. 60. It doesn't seem to bother them. They're fighting a two-front war. PLO on one side, Israel on the other side, and they seem to have the weaponry to fight both.
Well, you know, the thing is that apparently Syria now has a number of missiles aimed at Israel, and of course you can go up on top of the Golan Heights, you can look right down at Damascus, and so really very, very close, and we have heard that many of those missiles are actually armed with chemical and biological weapons, and I have every reason to believe that's true. And certainly, it wouldn't take very much to get Syria to launch an attack on Israel, because of course, if you were, you know, a major attack on Israel from Syria with sophisticated missiles, both explosive, chemical, and biological, just that one attack could destroy most of Israel as we know it today. And I think the only thing that's really standing in the way of that is the Samson option, that of course Israel would, they are faced with annihilation attack and simply attack Damascus, but would eliminate Damascus. What are your thoughts on that? I want to get your thoughts on that when we get back and where we go from here, because I share your concern. Israel's involved in a two-front war, maybe a three- or four-front war, and the average American has no idea how close we are. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Against one another, but according to Seymour Hersh in a recent article, a recent interview within this last week, He said that our government, the U.S. government, has pulled out all the stops and is doing everything they can to encourage the people allied with the Sunnis to attack the Shias, and certainly is going to do everything they can to finance the Sunnis against the Shia Muslims because, of course, they fear their influence in Iran, in Iraq, and certainly in Syria and in Lebanon. So do you think that there's going to be an all-scale civil war there in Lebanon? What's it look like to you?
Well, this is wrong. The Sunnis are the insurgents attacking the Americans. This is a wrong analysis. If you go to Iraq, no American is gonna finance the Sunnis. It's financing your own enemies. It's Saddam Hussein. I'm not sure what he meant by that. And also, in Lebanon, the war is against the Palestinians, not against Hezbollah. No, they're way off. Way off.
Okay, well,
that's not what's happening.
Well, you'll have to fight with Seymour Hersh. I'm just telling you.
Apparently.
Right. I mean, he says it's a total shift. I mean, and he agrees it's insane. But then, so much of what's going on over there is insane.
Look, the whole Middle East is being pumped up for war, so I guess there is a lot of insanity going on. Also, I got to do this. That commercial I heard. Paul Martin is not the Prime Minister of Canada, and hasn't been for several years. It's Stephen Harper. Neither here nor there. Okay, let's go back to the Middle East, where actually I do know a few things. And I'm on better ground. Look, something happened this week that, as usual, everybody dismissed, and I didn't. The Doctors for Human Rights, it's a left-wing group of doctors who somehow want to help Palestinians. They use a passport under their name. They pretended a certain Bashir was under their sponsorship. It turns out that this Bashir was a member of the PFLP, the Front for the Liberation of Palestine, and he came into Israel to plan the murder of Olmert. Guys, this is a very big story, planning the murder of Israel's prime minister. And I will send it out tomorrow in my next email, and you'll read about this. But look, I have to remind you of something. It was this same group, the PFLP, who murdered Rehavam Ze'evi, who we call Gandhi, Israel's tourist ministry. My Lord, what year was it? 2001 already? The key of the issue is that Paris is up to his neck with the PFLP. Now, here's what happened in the previous murder. Rehavam Ze'evi had told Ariel Sharon that if he doesn't get Shimon Peres out of the cabinet, he's going to open his fat mouth and tell the Israeli public who Shimon Peres is. Now, I have his last... Okay. Folks, this is in my book. It's in two books, Shapai Fidler, Zionism of the Holocaust, and Save Israel. Go to lulu.com, lulu.com. Type my name in, Chamish. For $10, you can download both books, and you'll get this information. What happened is that Ze'evi had heard that Look, it all connects to something called the Washington Institute for Middle East Peace. That is Martin Indyk's horrible organization. That is the organization that made Ehud Barak quite wealthy and made him run for the Prime Minister of Israel. Bad, bad people. But the point is, through that organization, Shimon Peres was going to, first of all, knock off Rehavam Ze'evi. Let's put it this way. This is such a hard, hard issue to do a radio blurb on. You really do have to get the books. There's a shortcut. Go to www.TheBarryChalmers website, one long word, .com, and go to the section called Media. And in my archives, you'll find some of this. The fact of the matter is that Shimon Peres was threatened. He was threatened to leave the cabinet, or Rehavam Ze'evi would open his mouth and tell the whole story of his betrayal. That story we don't have time for. Nonetheless, let's get back to the real truth. He had 2 days Zahavi gave Ariel Sharon 2 days to get him out of the government, or he would open his mouth.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only 4 organics: grapeseed skins, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only 1 organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Barry Shamish, and we're simply talking about what's going on in the Near East and the conflicts that are there. But before we go on, Barry, I want you to give your website out one more time and how people can get your books.
Right. During the commercial, I tried to calm down and put order in this very important story, which I will. Because of you, I must say, I have 2 major interviews this week, Charles Giuliani and Jim Hoag. Now, I hope to do the same thing with my lectures. If you want to invite me to lecture, just write Chamish, C-H-A-M-I-S-H, at netvision, N-E-T-V-I-S-I-O-N, .net, N-E-T, .il, Chamish at netvision.net, .il, I-L is Israel, of course. Now, the reason, first of all, I'm thanking you because you're really spreading my influence at a time when Israel is in very serious danger. Go to my website, thebarrychamishwebsite.com. Go buy my books at lulu.com. Write C-H-A-M-I-S-H under search. Now here, let's try and sort out. I met in a park, believe it or not. It was actually a rally on behalf of Jonathan Pollard. I was selling my books. I met the journalist David Dedeen and the attorney Jack Goldberg, and they told me a fantastic story that Zaevi had offered to pay as much as $900,000 for a file held by the Washington Institute of Near East Peace on Paris. And he got the basics. He didn't pay in the end. That story you get in my book, Surprise Fee, Labor Zionism, the Holocaust. Nonetheless, when Zaevi found out who Peres was and how he was working for enemies of Israel and not for Israel, he told Sharon, you throw him out of the government or I will quit and I will take two other parties, led by Benny Alon and Avigdor Lieberman, with me. On the morning that he was going to quit, 4 hours before his departing speech in the Knesset, where he was finally going to expose Peres for the traitor that who he is, he was in the Hyatt Hotel in Jerusalem, got a phone call that he was to be interviewed on Galei Tzahal, the Army radio. He went up to the 8th floor, and he was shot dead, supposedly by Arabs of the Front for the Liberation of Palestine, the PFLP. The PFLP is a Christian organization run at the time by George Habash. George Habash died in the arms of Mitterrand of France. He actually went to Mitterrand to get cured, and there he died. When Peres found out that he was going to be exposed, he lifted the phone to France. Within 2 days, Zaevi was dead. Now, please understand who was on the 8th floor of the Hyatt Hotel. Number one, the man who organized his murder, his name was Yitzhak Eitam. Now, Yitzhak Eitam was no schmo. He was the head of Judean, he was head of the IDF command, the Eastern Front, it's called, for Judea and Samaria. He was especially famous. In the year 2001, there was an intifada where Joseph's tomb, the tomb where the prophet Joseph is buried, supposedly, outside Nablus. There was a battle. The Israeli soldiers were trapped with over 1,500 armed Palestinians surrounding 11 soldiers. Druze is another sect of Islam. Leave it be. They serve in the Israeli army. He was shot. His name was Yosef. And he could have been saved with one helicopter flight to hospital. Yisrael Eitam let him die. Yisrael Eitam was working with the PLO through someone named Jibril Rajoub, who was head of the PLO's intelligence branch and also mayor of Jericho. His order was to let the Arabs take Joseph's tomb and let the Jews be defeated. That was the next-door neighbor of Rehavam Zaevi. Next door to him was Gideon Ezra, the deputy head, former deputy head of our FBI, the Shabak, now the deputy for, minister of internal security for Israel. Across the way was Yosef Shamir of the Shas party. Now, why I'm saying all this, where was the bodyguard? That whole floor with Israel's security apparatus sleeping there, and there was no bodyguard? Okay, which I pointed out at the time, saying that's ridiculous. It doesn't happen that way. Zaevi climbed the steps. He put the key in, the card into his door and was shot dead, and the Arabs escaped. Now, something very unusual happened. Last year, Israel raided Jericho to get these Arabs. The reason being, there were threats that they would open their mouths and tell what happened. Up till then, now get this, this is true, people, is American and British soldiers guarded them 24 hours a day in Jericho to keep their mouths shut and not to let people know that Zaevi was killed under Israeli orders, orders given by Shimon Peres, who was about to be exposed in the Knesset. Now, why do I mention all this? Because the order was out to kill Olmert. The order came from the PFLP. Well, I'm telling you, and I mean this, If history is worth anything, Paris sent the order to murder Olmert. And by the way, now he's going to get, well, he's got the president Kassab out, so Paris can become president of Israel, or if Olmert goes out on his scandals, as second in the Kadima, he can become prime minister of Israel. This is the mass murderer really working for the Vatican, truly wrecking Israel.
Well, that's fascinating, Barry, and certainly this Vatican connection. You know, in fact, I looked it up on the Internet the other day and wanted to see if anybody else was writing about it. I saw this beautiful, website, and it was talking about the relationship between Shimon Peres and the Vatican. And as I read it through, I thought, that sounds just like Barry Shamish, until I looked at the top of the website, and it was Barry Shamish. But I think it's really very logical to some of what you say, that the Vatican is one of the very important players in this whole picture. I remember the book that was written by my friend Malachi Martin, talking how there are three major forces in the world, the red, the gold, and the white. And certainly the red was the communist, the gold was the corporatist, the capitalist, and of course the white was the Vatican.
Shimon Peres is their agent, their spy. He has caused endless disaster to Israel. Now, if I may talk about a last disaster, please tell me how much time you'll give me.
Well, I'll give you about 19 minutes.
Oh, then we're fine. We're fine then. I received a phone call 2 days ago from a woman in Miami. Her name is Hedva. She's with her mother. Her mother is in the United States at Duke University getting her cancer cured. Her mother was one of the radiation children. I know you know this because I've said it enough times, but I think maybe your listeners might not. And I may help out here. Shimon Peres was Israel's first chairman of the Atomic Energy Commission of Israel, was Shimon Peres. During the years 1948 to the end of the 50s, the American government supplied Israel with 7 X-ray machines. All Sephardic children. The numbers I've been given is 108,000. It may be more, certainly not less. They were taken out of the classroom. They were told they were going on a field trip. And on that field trip, they were taken into a field, if you want to get down to it. These X-ray machines were in the middle of fields. Their heads were shaved. Marking pens were put all over their skulls. They were given 7 or 8 doses of X-rays, 35,000 times the amount that a human being is permitted to accept. Even in 1948, they knew all about X-rays. They knew not to put in too much. The entire Sephardic population, the complete generations of Sephardic children were subjected to this torture. Now, there was a movie made called The Ringworm Children. And the Ringworm Children took a look at the children. They're now in their 50s. And by the way, they are everywhere in Israel. My landlord's mother was a ringworm child. I would cross the street and buy groceries, and the person at the cashier was a ringworm child. Now, how do you know? They don't have hair. That's how you know.
Okay,
that generation, mostly Moroccan children, by the way, they were the most populous of these Sephardic children. They lost their hair to
Let me explain to our listeners that
everything I knew, and she said, "How does a person like you, who isn't Moroccan, know how we were tortured? This was the Sephardic Holocaust. How do you know about this?" And I modestly told her, "I'm a good journalist. So what else can I tell her?
Well, I think it's important that our listeners understand that the treatment at one time for ringworm was radiation, but you didn't
not,
give massive
not
amounts.
Not X-rays.
You gave a little bit of it, but not the amount they were giving. This was obviously a massive experiment, a genocidal program that they carried out on the Sephardic children, and 100,000 Sephardic children get this sort of treatment. They knew what they were doing. This wasn't just a casual experiment. Ringworm was treated with radiation, but very, very small amounts. This was massive amounts, knowing full well it would have long-term effects. So go ahead, Barry.
Well, it was more than long-term. 6,000 children died within a year. It was murder, but now they're adults. And believe it or not, there's a Knesset committee on the compensation of ringworm children. Yeah, like anyone's going to see one penny from this committee. Nonetheless, I spoke with Chedva. Her mother wears a wig. Her mother has got cancerous growths all over her body. Now, I'm going to give another name. It may not mean a lot to you. Her name is Hila. She wrote me and phoned me from Israel. She is a 32-4-year-old woman. Young woman who is now covered in cancerous growths. She was not given the ringworm treatment. It is going down genetically through generations. And she phoned me and said, we've got to fight this. They were murderers. Who were the people in the 40s and 50s that were slaughtering Sephardic youth, that were humiliating their parents, but slaughtering the youth? And I get phone calls all the way from Florida. I'm in Florida, far away from this, and yet people follow me. And Chedva is in Miami right now with her mother. This was Shimon Peres. He was head of the Atomic Energy Commission. When people say to me, I'm picking on the man, every major scandal in that country has got Shimon Peres either lying about his role or covering it up. He is the Vatican's boy in Israel. Once the Jews escaped from the Nazis, they faced the Nazis. These were the Sabbatean Jews, the Jews who did not believe in Judaism. Now, we're going full circle a little bit, but I don't mind. When you're talking about the Arabs slaughtering each other right now, that's what's going on. There was, what was it, in Gaza, 60 or 70 dead in the last few days, and the killing goes on. In Lebanon, a similar number. These are not Jews. This is something no one seemed to be able to reconcile with the facts of the matter. Israel was not founded to be a shelter for the Jews. It was founded to start a new Judaism that had nothing to do with the old Judaism. Now, I'm not the person. Rabbi Marvin Antleman is the person, really. He has a book called To Eliminate the Opiate. Try and find it and buy it. He was the first one to expose that the CFR, the Council on Foreign Relations, is an organization of Sabbateans. Now, he goes on to explain who Henry Kissinger was and how Kissinger and Moshe Dayan concocted a horrible scam before the Yom Kippur War broke out, where Israel would let the Arabs have one free day to do whatever they wanted to the country. Nonetheless, this is the core of the issue, that Israel is not run by Jews. They are, well, at best, Peres and Sharon, their mothers weren't Jewish, so they're not even halakhically Jewish. The real problem is Israel was founded as a state where the Torah was not to be obeyed. The opposite of the Torah was to be obeyed. That is the teachings of the false Messiah, Shabtai Tzvi, who declared himself Messiah of the Jews on June 18th of 1666. Now, I admit it isn't easy. I admit it. But right now, Israel is going through a war against religion. They have sat in the Knesset on Jerusalem Remembrance Day. Now look, I told you that they chose that day because they wouldn't have any opposition in the Knesset to a further withdrawal from all of Judea and Samaria. It may have been more symbolic than that. It may have been that on Jerusalem Unification Day, which in the mind of these, again, Sabbatean or Frankist Jews. I don't even use the word Jews. They're not Jewish. It's been many generations since they've been Jewish. Nonetheless, symbolically, they may have had a ball with that day. Let's destroy Judaism once and for all on Jerusalem Reunification Day. And you know what? The business about God sending that storm, you know what? It's real possible. All of the 40th anniversary of the reunification of Jerusalem was wiped out by storms. Did you know that, by the way?
I've never heard that before, Barry.
Folks, go on the internet, write in Jerusalem Reunification Day weather, and you, watch what comes out. Everything was wiped out. Now, I'm going to add something. Oh, this Israel of mine, this Israel of mine. There's so much trouble, and no one
has... You only got about 20 seconds, Barry, so we can
really?
Wrap it up. Yep.
And that's it?
That's it.
Okay, for 5 days, no internet. I'll contact you next week, Dr. Stan.
God bless. Thanks so much, Barry.
See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, this is Dr. Stan. We're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program. Always enjoy it with Barry. Believe me, nothing is as it appears to be. We're financing both sides, just like the Israelis are. And behind all of that, those dark spirits of forces that are leading the world towards World War III.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of the counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, how do you make any sense out of what the things that Barry is saying? I mean, how do you make any sense that Perez would be, this longtime Jewish leader would be working with the Vatican, that you'd have the Sabbatean Jews doing everything they could to sabotage Israel? You have to understand that there are secret societies and forces working behind the scenes. Let me suggest my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Let me suggest our new talk entitled The Forbidden Secret. And then, of course, the 4-tape or 4-CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret, which will take you into Rhonda Byrne's new DVD. I think she sold 2 million of those and 4 million copies of her book, The Secret. And she is introducing people in America, in fact, all throughout the world, into demonic possession. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really is another dimension there. And the average Christian really doesn't understand the part that is playing in what's going on in our society. You need, of course, to get the DVD, The Secret Behind This, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, the DVD, The Riddles in Stone, both of them put out by Chris Pinto, and then Chris Pinto's DVD and or a VHS entitled The Atlantis Connection. Atlantis, what does this have to do with Atlantis? Has everything to do with Atlantis, because everything going on today is to fulfill Plato's dream of a one-world government with a one-world leader, and, of course, destroying religion, because Plato was into mysticism, and Plato wrote about lost Atlantis, and there are many people who believe that America is to be the new Atlantis. We are to lead the world into the one-world government. That's why we have bases, 750 bases in the world. That's why we have bases in some 130 countries. Why, of course, we have to have an enemy that justifies us spending more money for our defense establishment than all the rest of the countries in the world put together. That's why we have 7 million Americans on prison, probation, or parole, because many of these are CIA and FBI and DEA agents who've tried to tell the truth, and if you try to tell the truth, they'll drop up charges and send you to prison. And a lot of people in those prisons are innocent people. If you don't believe it, you need to get the books we carry, Defrauding America, Drugging America, by Rodney Stitch, who was in prison, sent there on trumped-up charges because he was trying to do the right thing, where he met many of the CIA and the FBI agents, and I've met some of them, and I've talked to them. We've got a real problem in America. We're going to lose this country. But we deserve to if we're not involved. You are called to do your best. You're to be involved. Remember, of course, silence makes cowards out of men. So we hope many of you will join us in this epic struggle, the struggle for the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. We hope many of you will join the Radio Liberty family and support what we do. If you can't, pull down our newsletters and copy them. And, of course, many of our DVDs are up there on the Internet. You can pull those down, and as long as you don't make a profit on them, get them out. Get people thinking. If you have any of our DVDs or 4-tape sets, go ahead and copy them. Get the information out. Copy them right. Copy them correctly. There is a growing awareness in this country something seriously wrong. There are people all across America who are listening to Ron Paul and saying, hey, he sounds just like I feel. Ladies and gentlemen, he's risking his life. I really believe that. Are you willing to stand with him and the rest of us who are involved in this epic struggle for the survival of Western civilization and the souls of men? Pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are at war. America is under attack today.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Archer Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, this hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Dennis Kelly, who has taught at the university level, testified before the Congress, was in the Department of Education of the Reagan administration, and is certainly my favorite researcher with tremendous amounts of material, and we'll tell you a little bit later about the books that he has. That we carry here. But, Dr. Cuddy, thank you very much for being with us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, this is the latest article I have on newswithviews.com. I'm picking up that series that I started some time ago on mental health, education, and social control. I've been doing some other things in the last few weeks, but I'm picking up now with part 34. And each of these, of course, just like the books that include the first 15 parts that you carry, the booklet, a national mental health program, and then mental health screening, the book, parts 5 through 15, have about a third information, and each one of them is dealing with mental health, another third of the information with education, and then the last third with social control, and that's what this one is about as well.
Okay, well, you go right ahead with it.
Well, as I said, it's been some weeks since I've written on this subject, and so I wanted to update the information. And so what I've done is indicated the key elements in each of these areas. For example, some months ago, the U.S. House of Representatives Appropriations Committee passed a spending bill. They're one of these omnibuses, they call it, Departments of Labor, Health, and Human Services, as well as Education, all rolled into one. And in there, there were grants for what they called universal mental health screening programs, and there's a lot of them. They're sort of categorized. Among these, for starters, was about $20 million for what's called state incentive grants for transformation. And they literally mean that, transformation. I mean, they could have put, you know, for mental health or something, but the transformation is exactly what they're up to. They're trying to transform society. And what the money is for is to implement the recommendations of the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health, which we've discussed many times before, and which was started about 5 years ago by current President Bush. There's another $27 million for suicide prevention, and that would include mental health screenings under what's called Teen Screen. I've mentioned that program before. It's a very controversial program in a lot of states. And it was developed at Columbia University, and it's promoted by the main group in this area, the National Alliance for the Mentally Ill, NAMI, N-A-M-I. And one of its problems right off the bat, although it's being used all over the place, is that it has an 84% false identification rate. In other words, 84% of the time it gets it wrong when it screens somebody and says they have this mental illness. So my question is, why if this is wrong so much of the time, is it being so vigorously pushed by NAMI and other groups? Well, for one thing, there's this tremendous amount of money that NAMI is given by big pharma or big pharmaceutical industry, including Eli Lilly contributing about $2.87 million. The total 11, almost 12 million NAMI received between 1996 and 99. And it also just happens that Teen Screen's current executive director, Lori Flynn, was the executive director of NAMI. How's that for a semi-incestuous relation?
Well, you know, Chris, all we have to do back is the mad bomber, Ted Kaczynski. Where did he come from? Why, he came from a government program at Harvard University aimed at dabbling and destroying his mind. And we got the benefit of that.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
There, please, Dennis. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Dennis is talking about all of the money that's being put out for all of these various programs by our federal government for mental health screening. Fabulous amounts of money. Why would they do that when they're getting about 80% of the diagnoses wrong? Well, maybe for the same reason they just put out, I think it was $28 or $29 billion to modernize the Coast Guard. And they took all these ships and sawed them in half and lengthened them, and then they found out that when they put them in the water, they all leaked. In fact, the air did such a terrible job with probably $4 or $5 billion that they used to lengthen those ships that you couldn't even give the ships away. How could you do such a poor job unintentionally? I don't think they did. I think they know exactly what they're doing, just as they knew when they took Ted Kaczynski. Remember the bomber who sent bombs to so many people? When they had him in a mind control program, at Harvard University and destroyed his sense of values, his sense of right and wrong, and programmed him to carry out, well, I believe, some terrible, terrible things. Now, we don't know that we programmed him, but we do know that they deprogrammed him, and the purpose of the program was to remove all his sense of right and wrong. And they sure did a good job with Ted Kaczynski, the bomber. And there's a book written about it. You will hardly ever see that mentioned, however, in the controlled media. Now, let's get back. We'll be back with Dr. Cuddy in just a moment. I do want to mention that this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, there's going to be a conspiracy conference. It's going to be held over in the Santa Clara area. And we're going to be there with the table because somebody's got to represent the Christian point of view. There are going to be some excellent speakers. Will Grigg, Sidney Dave Van Kleist, Will Grigg will be there, Ed Griffin. And there are going to be some people I might disagree with that you might as well. But you better understand who your enemy is as well as who your friends are. And this is why I go, and it's always a fascinating weekend. If you'd like to know more about the conspiracy conference, go on the Internet, and you can either go to conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon, C-O-N.com, or call 209-832-0999. That's 209-832-0999. And now back to Dr. Cuddy as we talk about mental health screening, how hundreds of millions of dollars, your tax dollars, are being used to begin to mental health screen little children of 3 and 4 months of age. What madness is this? Or perhaps are we altering their reality? Dr. Cuddy, pick up the story.
Sure. And as you said, yeah, Ted Kaczynski, known as the Unabomber, was definitely had his value system destroyed deliberately. I mean, it was part of a program that didn't just involve him. It was a whole program. A number of individuals there at Harvard were affected by it, and it had CIA links and so on. In the case you mentioned about the Coast Guard ships, you have two things really at play there. Number one, remember the Department of Defense is known for its $800 wrenches and things like that. They just toss money around freely. However, I think people need to appreciate what goes into these contracts. When I went to the federal government, there was actually a course you had to take on writing contracts and specifications. I mean, those things were like very, very detailed, because what would happen is you would have someone who would be given the grant or the contract for something, and they would do everything in it, and then you say, oh, what about such and such? And they'd say, well, in subparagraph 3 is where you should have put that. You didn't mention comma such and such, and therefore we didn't do it. If you want us to do it, it's going to cost you more money. The point is, they don't just sort of say, well, here's looks like this is a good idea to do this to these ships, so let's go on and do it. I mean, somebody really had to know exactly what they were doing to screw that up. As those things, like Dr. Sands said, don't happen by accident. Now, back to the this thing. It's not just, I want to impress on your listeners, it isn't just that these are toddlers. I mean, this group, the last one I mentioned, about the SECCS, the State Early Childhood Comprehensive System, goes to all the states, and it says infants. And before, remember, I mentioned the term birth. Birth. They want to have this mental health screening at birth. What are they supposed to do? Wiggle their, fingers or something appropriately? But anyway, it shows how all-inclusive this thing is. And the SECCS intervenes with school-aged children as well, not just preschool. And this shows, of course, the link between mental health and education, and that's why I'm doing this series, to show that these two things are primary vehicles for a mechanism of social control, which the power elite is exercising over all of us. And so it's this SECCS is promoted by the Federal Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. That's SAMHSA is the acronym. And that's the agency, the primary agency, that promotes the recommendations of that new Freedom Commission on Mental Health. SECCS funds are already being used in 48 states. So in case you think this, flaky little thing I just referred to might be used in a couple of states, forget it. 48 states. And I'll just give one example. The Minnesota program described, it said what they used it for is, quote, a federally funded grant project to coordinate and integrate early childhood screening systems to assure that all, repeat that word, all children ages birth to five are screened early and continuously for the presence of health, socio-emotional, and developmental needs.
You know, I think the thing is, Dennis, that a lot of people out there say, well, you know, this is somebody else's problem. We're a Christian family, or our children and grandchildren are not going to be involved in this. This is for all the children.
Right.
Because the whole idea is this Platonic idea, going back to Plato, that all children belong to the state. And they are going to mold their reality, mold their minds, destroy their belief in God, and destroy their belief in family, and destroy their belief in country. That's why so many young people are trying to commit suicide today. Well, life is hopeless. There is no meaning. There is no God. There's no right. There's no wrong. They want to see what a great job they're doing. They know what they're doing, because they have an intense hatred of our society, and they would replace it with this new utopia that they're going to bring about under the control of this ruling elite, which was exactly what Plato wrote about in his Republic.
Yeah, exactly. And in case somebody's saying, okay, well, some oddball looked at Plato and is trying to initiate something here. Now, this is really a long. I mean, Ruskin, John Ruskin, who read Plato every day, was the mentor of Cecil Rhodes. Ruskin was the mentor of Mahatma Gandhi. I mean, this thing goes across cultures. The whole idea of this sort of elite management, the New Republic got its name, the magazine, from H.G. Wells'. It was his slogan in the book called Anticipations. And this was like 1901. And he said they'll have a cause worth killing for. And all of these, I mean, Bertrand Russell, George Bernard Shaw, all of these socialists, and that's what the plan is, are perfectly willing to have people killed to further their goals. And so when you mentioned just a minute ago about suicide, that's okay. In fact, I mentioned in a previous program how they were teaching, the Washington Post had published an article that expressed great surprise that a lot of these teenagers had been committing suicide, an increase in suicide. And so I wrote the letter to the editor right after that, after I saw the chart they had, the graph going up, 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 up. And I said, well, how about the fact that they're teaching in my own area that I was monitoring, was the area of Maryland at the time, the Center for Social Organization Schools out of Johns Hopkins. So when I was with the federal government, one of my duties was to sort of monitor them. And in most of those schools, in elementary schools, they were teaching the theme song from MASH. And, a lot of your listeners say, oh, yeah, I remember that song. But they weren't just humming the music. They were learning the words, too, which is suicide is painless. The game of life is lost. There's nothing to do about this. You can't win anyway. So suicide is painless. I mean, that's what that song said. And they keep hammering that over and over again at these little elementary school youngsters. And sure, that's what they're going to grow up believing.
Go right along with death education. We've got to have death education in the schools. Why do you have to take, grammar school kids and take them to the cemetery and have them write the message on the gravestones and their epitaph and their obituary?
Right.
We are doing everything you can to destroy their minds, to fill them with fear of the macabre. They know exactly what they're doing. It is part of this system of traumatizing their psyche so that you can remake it.
And that program was largely developed in Colorado at University of Denver, I believe it was.
Now, what did it have to do with Littleton? Were they some of this going on in Littleton, too?
At Columbine, they were full of that. It had been developed, right down the road. From that, actually, it was at the center that was begun by Madeleine Albright's dad, Joseph Corbell. At that same thing, have the kamikaze letters and things like that. Kids would read about the kamikaze, he's going to commit suicide for a great cause and all that. And so, it was there, right there, and then it spread all over the nation.
Of course, it's so interesting. A lot of the information about Columbine and the shooting there is still classified. In fact, they wanted to destroy it all. One of the judges wouldn't let them destroy it. What are they trying to do? Why are they hiding what really happened at Columbine? Is it that they don't want Klebold and Harris to find out? I mean, is it they don't want the parents to find out? Is it they don't want the American people to realize what really happened there? at how all of these programs, these experimental programs, they were using it little to play to such a disastrous effect in what happened that terrible day at Columbine. And it's happening all across America today and other schools as well. Go right ahead.
Well, I hear the music. Are we continuing?
I'm afraid we're just about ready. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And, of course, if you'd like to read his articles, go to newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com. And you'll find Dr. Cuddy has an article up there almost every week. Fascinating. And I hope you're doing what I'm doing. And that is I pull them down and either put them into a ring ball binder, a three-ring binder, and fascinating information, but fascinating documentation. Read them over and over again. You need to understand what's happening. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMIncorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more, start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMIncorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMIncorporated.com. Do it now.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Database.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I think it's so vitally important that you understand that we are moving towards a dictatorship. They're collecting a database and information on every citizen in the United States. And it has nothing to do with terrorism. I mean, if we were really fighting a war on terrorism, we would have sealed our southern border. They didn't seal the southern border because they know there's no threat from the terrorists coming into this country. That certainly the intelligence agencies, we have over 14 of them, they've infiltrated every terrorist organization in the world, and they've, of course, created some, they've infiltrated others. But there's not a serious terrorist threat. However, we have to make the people believe there's a terrorist threat so that they'll be willing to give up their freedom, so that they'll be willing to have a situation with video cameras every place. We'll have to have a situation where everybody's going to have a national ID card. Of course, that's so we can make sure they're not illegal immigrants. We don't guard our borders, so we'll have illegal immigration. We encourage the immigrants to come in. And then we've got to get everybody to carry an identification card to make sure you're not an illegal immigrant from down in Mexico someplace coming here to steal a job from an American. All of these things are contrived, step by step, little by little, knowing how to create fears in the hearts of the American people, using television programs, Heroes, Jericho, 24. Oh, the terrorists are going to strike us at any time, and yet it's been over 5.5 years, almost 6 years since 9/11. Now, one major terrorist threat in America, terrorist attack. You would think that Osama bin Laden could have found one terrorist to come in here. If you go to the FBI page, for the 10 most wanted men, you can get that on Google, 10 most wanted men, there's Osama bin Laden. Not one mention of 911. You mean to tell me the FBI doesn't know that we've gone into a war and killed tens of thousands of people because Osama bin Laden launched an attack on us on 911? Well, the FBI doesn't. You go to their webpage, check it out. If it's true, you can, of course, prove me a liar by going there today and see what it says on the 10 most wanted people in America, the picture of Osama bin Laden. And what's he wanted for? Why, some the terrorist attack on the embassies in Africa, but no mention of September 11th. I wonder why. Well, go ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
That's a very good point. I encourage all your listeners to do that. That's absolutely right. He's not being charged with that. So you wonder. And as Dr. Stan said, it's difficult to believe that he can get 19 people to think their cause is worth committing suicide over, but he can't get just one other to, sort of light a forest fire during a dry season or something. So it really is very, very suspicious. Back to the information in this article, as I said, they've stored information on millions of Americans in this database. It's not like, they get a tap on a call, look at it, it's no big deal, they throw it away. They don't do that. They never throw stuff away. And so they have this database, and then the article continues, the news report, CBS, their surveillance, they've collected, as the government, information about Americans protesting the Iraq War. The FBI admits it combed through the personal information of college students who applied for loans looking for terrorists, end quote. And so what they're doing is setting the groundwork for increasing infringement on our rights. You'll very soon see us becoming more and more like Britain with cameras everywhere. In fact, I put a quote from Chicago's Mayor Daley, the current Mayor Daley. He said, and this is in the Chicago Sun-Times just this past October, he says, quote, "By 2016, I'll make you a bet, we'll have cameras on almost every block," end quote. That's getting right there towards Big Brother. Your reaction to all this is, well, the courts simply will not allow our constitutional rights to be eroded. You need to rethink that one, because a couple of months ago, in March, in fact, federal judge Marsha Crook ruled that the alleged terrorist, Jose Padilla, his right to a speedy trial, remember, you're supposed to have a constitutional right to a speedy trial, although, looking at some of our local trials, somebody sits around in jail for 2-3 years before they even go to trial. His right to a speedy trial did not apply, this judge said, federal judge, as long as the Pentagon held him as an enemy combatant. So what's the lesson? The lesson is, if the government wants to take away your rights, you personally listening right now, your right to free speech or whatever, no problem. All they have to do is get the Pentagon to do it, see? Just get the Pentagon to do it and keep you out of the federal courts. And if the Pentagon does it to you, then your constitutional rights don't apply. I'll take another case. Several weeks ago, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the appeal of former U.S. Army Specialist Michael New. You might remember him. This is like, you know, over 10 years ago.
Yeah, I know. Basically, he felt he shouldn't be fighting in the U.N. uniform, but of course, we have people in the Supreme Court who don't believe in our Constitution, don't believe in our laws. They're dedicated to the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD. Cartavite is a synergistic 7-herb combination, a tonic for life, for your heart, but for your whole body, to detoxify, rejuvenate, and stimulate tissue regeneration of all your cells and organs. Call for info at 888-212-8871 to order or online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. There's 7 amazing herbs. Cayenne to stimulate nutrient absorption and peripheral vasculature. Garlic with allicin and 33 sulfur-containing amino acids. 17 amino acids, cellular mitochondrial protection with germanium. Hawthorn with flavonoid polycyanidins and triterpenes for heart, vascular, brain, and nervous system and immune protection from peroxynitrate-free radicals. Milk thistle for silymarin to inhibit toxins and stimulate liver detox. Ginkgo biloba for the microcirculation and beta receptors for heart and vascular protection. And bilberry to act as an anti-inflammatory and free radical neutralizer. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. Again, 888-212-8871.
Be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Dr. Cuddy was just talking about how they manipulate people and governments, and so they really want to get third world countries into debt. And so they will take, say, Indonesia, and they'll loan them a phenomenal amount of money for a power, producing a facility, a power plant that they really don't need. It's not going to do anybody any good, but, of course, most of that money is going to go to favorite politicians over there. And, of course, they're the ones, of course, going to then enslave the people, because debt is used by government to enslave the people. The poor people over in Indonesia, so many countries, have to pay out a phenomenal amount in taxes just to actually service the debt that has been forced on them by American corporations working in concert with the CIA and intelligence agencies and our banksters, the corporatocracy, as Mr. Perkins refers them to. And so we have people all throughout the world in various countries enslaved by their governments to pay off the debts that we forced on them. Pick the story up there, Dennis.
Sure. As you said, either the crooked politicians or maybe there's a ruling family in the country. In Indonesia, for quite a while, it's been Sukarno, now the Suharto family. And so the IMF says, well, they need power, so here's several billion for a power plant. Now, you'd think that they would want it where the most logical place is. Here comes the flow of a river, the turbines, and so on and so on. No. What happens is the ruling family, in this case the Suharto family, owns a certain plot of land. And so they say, well, this is where the power plant's going to be built. And you would think that they, Indonesia has lots of oil and gas there, sitting, on the ocean as it does, sort of a series of islands. And so you'd think that that would be how they would be fueled. No. It's rather fueled by Australian coal. And why is that? Well, it just so happens that the Suhartos have an economic interest in this Australian coal mining facility. And so what happens is the ruling family or the crooked politicians, whatever, greatly benefit, but as Dr. Stan says, the overall population of Indonesia in this case, but it applies to other third world countries, has to sacrifice greatly to pay off the debt or service the debt. And so that's how come they can build up these debts and, twist the arms of these various countries to do what they want. In addition, the rulers of some countries often place their money in what's called these offshore banking havens. They may have, certain low-level banks, but usually if you look behind it, they're largely subsidiaries of major New York and London banks. And what you need to appreciate is that one-third of the whole world's wealth is located in these things, these offshore banking havens. I mean, think about that. One-third of the world's wealth is located in these places. And so what you have then, obviously, if those are sheltered, one-third of the world's funds, then because of these sheltered funds, they're not taxed. Well, what that means is the country's middle class has to pick up the burden of that. They have to pay an additional amount that they wouldn't have had to pay if one-third of that money had been, subject to taxation. And so that, keeps perpetuating the power and influence of these individuals and, the IMF and World Bank and so on. It's just, it's a continuous cycle here. And finally, I say the power elite recognizes that religion is an obstacle to social control over us, and therefore, obviously, religious or moral absolutes have to be undermined. It doesn't matter, whether it's Catholic, Protestant, Jewish, Muslim, doesn't matter. They don't like these moral absolute believers. And in the Catholic Church, for, decades and decades, actually hundreds of years, the group called the modernists within the Catholic Church wanted to do that. They wanted to undermine the traditional values, and with Vatican II, they were largely successful. They eventually came out where the theologians were interpreting everything for everybody, and they basically said, well, let your conscience be your guide, and so, you could have Teddy Kennedy getting annulment after 30 years of marriage and things like that. And picking up after that was Cardinal Bernardine. He was in the Chicago area, developed this seamless garment philosophy. Well, why did he do that? Well, what had happened was, the Catholic Church had been strongly opposed to abortion, for example, among other things. Well, the power elite didn't like that. This is an absolute prohibition against killing innocent human beings. And so the power elite said, no. What would happen is these people, the Catholics as a block of vote, would vote against, let's say, pro-choice candidates politically. And this just didn't sit well with the power elite. They didn't like that type of political activism. And so the seamless garment kicks in, this view, because what that says is, well, there's really many moral issues, there's feeding the poor, as well as abortion, so forth and so on. And all, and voters should consider all of them. And so, the proposition was developed that, well, yeah, you as a Catholic, you could vote for a pro-choice candidate, I mean, if that's just one thing. I mean, maybe he's good with the poor, or the homeless, or AIDS victims. So, if he's good with them, then just overlook that, the fact that he's for killing little children in the womb. And so what basically happened was that effectively diluted the Catholic voters as a block in opposition to pro-choice politicians. And it's not just them. Same thing has been applied since them, since it happened to the Catholics, to the Protestant evangelicals. Traditionally, they also have been opposed to abortion. But you'll notice now there's this church growth movement and the purpose-driven church, its leader, Rick Warren. If you listen to him talk, he rarely preaches against abortion and how it should be politically opposed. If you ask him, yeah, I think it's bad, I oppose it. But he doesn't spend a lot of time saying, you know, you ought to get out there and get politicians into office that are going to overturn Roe versus Wade. He hardly ever does something like that. Rather, he speaks a great deal of time about the same sort of thing, the need for church members' involvement in social action, like feeding the poor in third world countries. Now, I don't want any misunderstanding. There's nothing wrong with feeding the poor here in third world countries. But what you got to pay attention to is this is like a strategy the Paralite has. To the extent that they can move your time and effort towards those things, so they emphasize those things, then you, Catholics, whoever, will spend less time opposing political candidates who ignore the biblical admonition, thou shalt not kill, when it's applied to abortion. It's very subtle, but it's very effective. Instead, the churches, evangelical, doesn't matter, Protestant, Catholic, others, doesn't matter, increasingly, therefore, are serving the functions of what would be considered, in my opinion, a socialist, social control, social action government. That's the Paralite's goal. That's why they're doing this. And so their ultimate goal, as I've said many times before, is a world socialist government. And that would include population control, even, you know, like killing by abortion. And as I've mentioned previously in this program, H.G. Wells, George Bernard Shaw, Bertrand Russell, these leading socialists have expressed the view clearly, I mean, you know, in writing, that killing innocent people would be part of this effort. I mean, George Bernard Shaw said, you know, we'll kill them when they're no longer worth the effort, you know, feed them and give them a job and so forth, but when they're no longer worth the effort, you know, they'll just be killed in a kindly manner. Bertrand Russell's a little rougher. He wants bacteriological warfare or something to wipe out most of the world's population. But killing, you know, no big deal. And in case you don't believe anyone in the U.S. government is capable of this type of attitude, I'd urge you to reflect on the fact that not just recently, but years ago, the OSS, the forerunner of the CIA, the first head of it was Wild Bill Donovan, as he was called, you know, pretty much supported by the British intelligence and so forth. So, well, anyway. The point is that this officer named agent Douglas Bezetta, on September 25, 1979, was at a meeting of a lot of OSS officers, former officers, about 450 of them, and they were meeting at the Hilton Hotel in Washington, D.C. And he was, you know, delivering his little address. And frankly, in the little address, he said about General Patton, you know, George Patton, he said, oh, yeah, OSS head William Donovan paid me $10,000 to kill George Patton. He told that information also, in case you want to go back to the Washington Star newspaper. He said he wasn't successful, you know, the Jeep overturn, all this stuff. But the point is, it was sufficient enough to cause Patton to have to go to the hospital, where he was then given cyanide. And Bezetta is explaining how that actually killed Patton. And in my article, I give a website where you can check this out. I mean, there's a number of these websites. I just give one of them where you can check this out. So why was Patton killed? I mean, you know, great general, right? I mean, why would you want to kill a great patriotic general? Well, Patton was a rather stubborn fellow. And one of the main things, and this happened just before he had this accident, he had argued that U.S. forces should prevent the Soviets from entering into Berlin toward the end of World War II. I mean, he used, you know, flowery language. He was, you know, on the phone and said, we can beat those blankety blanks in there. Why should we let those Soviets? He said, we're going to have to go to war with them sooner or later. May as well be now. I mean, you know, how he does. But the point is, he was arguing against allowing the Soviets to gain power in Eastern Europe, including Berlin. Well, we know that the Paralite, that's not their view. They wanted to strengthen the Soviets. Dr. Sands mentioned many times how in 1953, not too long after the Second World War, Ford Foundation President H. Warren Gaither told Congressional Research Committee, Reese Committee, Research Director Norman Dodd, that they were under directives from the White House to so alter American life as to have what they called, quote, a comfortable merger with the USSR. And you have to remember, FDR had already been down this road back on December 1 of 43. He had a secret meeting with Stalin, and he made a secret deal on that date that the Soviets would be allowed to take much of Poland and then eventually Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia. I mean, you know, FDR agreed to that. Okay, you take it. He wanted to hush it up, you know, because 1944, He was up for re-election, so he said to Stalin, "Now, shh, keep this quiet, Joe. You know, I don't want those voters, those pesky Polish-American voters, to find out about this, because I may not be re-elected." But anyway, I mean, this is State Department information. I put the citation, David Lawrence's article. It was titled "Official Tehran Report: Secret Deal Between Stalin and FDR Revealed by State Department." State Department finally released this information. I've got it in the June 19th, 1961 Philadelphia Evening Bulletin. You know, standard publication. Anybody can read it. So, the tragedy in all this, I conclude the article by saying that the American people seem, they are oblivious to the things that are happening and have been happening. And unfortunately, they seem perfectly content to remain that way. They've been lulled into this this attitude of just complacency. At some point, though, I mentioned they'll have to face the consequences of their lack of interest and non-involvement. What will happen, for example, if there's a conflict between any of the major powers? Now, I know, you know, it could be nuclear, but you got to remember who's in charge of this stuff. If the power elite's in charge of it, they don't especially want any nuclear confrontation. I mean, if they have to, they will. You know, they'll do whatever they have to do. But they'd rather not do that. So I'm not really talking about a conflict involving necessarily a nuclear confrontation. But if you have simply a major conflict, maybe it'll be, you know, Iran, the Soviets will come in, or I keep calling them Soviets because they really are. Putin is still, you know, running things as a former KGB head over there. And what would happen is, you know, it would grow. Sort of like the First World War began over the Austrian ultimatum to the Serbians and so on, and then they grew from that. Well, what might happen is you would eventually have at least a couple of major powers, say the U.S. and China, whatever, involved in this thing. I'm trying to impress your listeners at this point of how fragile this whole world system is. Once you have this oneness, it's sort of like education. One reason I argue against national education standards is whenever you have a single system, rather than what we have now, where 50 states come up with, you know, their own education initiatives, and let's say California has something and Ohio looks at it and likes it and they adopt it, that's fine. But once you start saying there's going to be one system for everybody, and what happens if you have everybody under the new math, which was a disaster in the late 60s? What happens if you have everybody with the same national history standards that even 99 senators, meaning many liberal senators, rejected because they were too politically correct? So the point is, once you have this global system, this global economy, this global network, this world government, once you have this sort of oneness about it with no alternatives, then it is very, very simple to wreak havoc in this thing. Simply, we have put a lot of our interest and effort and communications into internet cables and satellites, just to name a couple of examples. Well, what you got to realize is if there's a war, those internet cables can easily be destroyed, and there's now the technological ability to fry, destroy satellites. Now, just imagine what would happen not only to the U.S. military, which heavily relies on those things, but to your business transactions, your banking records, your ability to make long-distance calls, you know, to whoever, Aunt Tilly or whoever, or use the Internet, if that occurred. It's very simple to wreak havoc on this entire system. And that can be dangled over our heads at any time by the power elite. Of course, you know, if that happened, it would be too late to wake up, is the way I concluded the article. And so the time to act is now, the time to get interested, get off of the complacency bandwagon and take an active part and resist the machinations of the power elite is now. And we have to do it before it's too late. And I'm afraid they're, you know, as H.G. Wells said, towards the end they'll actually speed up their efforts. And so it's going to get more and more difficult the longer we wait.
And, of course, really, of course, they've created this whole enemy of communism. Today, Russia is the largest exporter of oil and gas, natural gas, in the world. And yet, when I interviewed Mr. Felsudinsky week before, Yuri Felsudinsky, he commented that you get an hour outside of Moscow or St. Petersburg, and you're back in the 19th century. How could that be? I mean, if they have between 240 and $400 billion in reserves, why, very simply, we're giving them the money. We give this to the Export-Import Bank. Who do you think drilled all the oil wells and natural gas wells? Who do you think actually built all of the pipelines? Mr. Felsudinsky mentioned that, you know, it was Chase Manhattan Bank. But, of course, you get my next newsletter, you'll find that the Export-Import Bank has been funding all of the corporations that have been going over there to build up the best enemy money could buy in preparation for the coming war. And Iran is giving weapons Russia is giving weapons to both Iran and Syria that will be used against the American forces in the coming war. It's happened over and over again. It happened during Vietnam, when, of course, we funded the Russians who were funding the North Vietnamese, who were giving the weapons to the South Vietnamese, who were killing our boys in the rice paddies and the villages of South Vietnam, just as today we fund the Pakistan government that gives money to the Pakistani intelligence that funds the Taliban that are killing American soldiers in the poppy fields and the villages of Afghanistan. It's deja vu all over again. When are the American people going to sit up and begin thinking about this? And if you want documentation, part of it is in my March newsletter. You'll certainly want to get that on the Internet. You've got about 1 minute to wrap up the program, Dennis.
Okay, just picking up on what you said. Everybody said, oh, the Soviet Union's toppled, no more KGB. It's now the Russian mafia. Well, you know, who do you think the Russian mafia is? KGB hadn't gone away anywhere. And what you said about the, you know, an hour outside of Moscow, they're really, Anthony Sutton did a good job at the, I think it was a Republican convention, explaining how there is no Soviet or Chinese technology. You know, we've either put the money up or the technology up. And in terms of them giving to both sides, we do the same thing. We gave to Iran, we gave to Iraq during their conflict. We give to both sides as well to perpetuate this.
And right now, of course, we're actually we're working very, very closely with the Saudis, who are funding the Al-Qaeda, who are killing our boys in Iraq, and funding the Sunnis who are killing our boys in Iraq. When are the American people going to wake up and think, will we wait until it's too late and freedom is a remembrance of things past?
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Summer is once again just around the corner. And as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency high-bridge wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forced forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and we do hope that many of you, of course, want to look into the background of how we finance communism since its inception. If you have not yet read my March newsletter, which goes into the funding of the North Vietnamese so they could fund the South Vietnamese so they could kill our boys, you need to read my March newsletter. We're making a special offer. You can get 100 of those newsletters for $24.95 plus shipping, and certainly they will tell you the story, and you need to pass them out. You need to get them in everybody's hands. You'll certainly want to see my April newsletter, which will be going out very, very shortly. Who really think is paying for all the drilling, all those oil and natural gas wells over in Russia? The Russians don't have the money for it. If they do, they're not going to spend it. You know, it's all a scam. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. Why we never went into Iraq to win the war, why they would never give enough men to win the war in Iraq, and why we've been fighting in Iraq longer than we fought in the Second World War. And we've been fighting 5.5, the years in Afghanistan as we fund the Pakistani government, that funds Pakistani intelligence, that funds the Taliban that's killing our boys in the rice, pardon me, in the poppy fields and the villages of Afghanistan. It's Vietnam all over again, but nobody wants to say it. They're all afraid. Well, I want you to challenge me. I want you to think about it. If I'm right, then we hope that you'll help us. Now, first of all, to understand how this fits together, you need to get to some of the videos and DVDs we have. My interview with Professor Sutton, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. Professor Sutton's book by that name, and his book on Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. His book on Wall Street and the rise of Hitler. You want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You want to get Ed Griffin's excellent book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. We finance our enemies ever since this all began. And hoodwink the American people into sending our boys overseas to fight and bleed and suffer and die in wars we never intended to win. And you'll certainly want to get, as I say, the March Radio Liberty letter. You can get it at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, the story of Vietnam, Professor Sutton's testimony before the Republican National Convention in 1972, totally blocked out by the controlled media. They can't let you know about that. And when Professor Sutton returned to the Hoover Institute where he was employed, his name had been taken off the door of his office. His telephone was disconnected. He became a non-person. Why? Because you cannot let the American people know the truth. Maybe some of them might wake up. Well, we hope you're going to be among those who does, and will challenge everything we're saying. Go to our website, radioliberty.com, and then to understand the spiritual implications, you need to get our new talk on The Forbidden Secret. That's available in video or in DVD, and you need to get the syllabus that goes with that. That's the Forbidden Secret. You need to get our new 4-tape set, The Secret Behind the Secret. You'll certainly want to get the books we carry on Program to Kill, the books we carry on Satanic Crimes, the 4-tape sets on certainly on Satanism and Deliverance, and our 4-tape sets on the supernatural. We have all sorts of books on these various subjects. You need to understand that there is another dimension. There really are satanic forces working within the world today, moving us towards a new world order and a new world religion and a new world leader. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our website, radioliberty.com. Do you really care? Do you understand that we're told in the latter days there'll be a great falling away, of the faithful before the man of sin is revealed? Pray for America. Please pray for
the disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed." But
you're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
From the Information Radio Network, I'm John Russell. Correspondent Anna Johnson reports the death of Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Dadullah has prompted a new audio message purportedly from Al-Qaeda.
A new audio tape shows Al-Qaeda number 2, Ayman al-Zawahiri, giving a eulogy to the slain Afghan Taliban commander. The audio tape was found on a website commonly used by Islamic militants, including Al-Qaeda.
Congressional Democrats and the White House are close to an agreeable compromise on funding for the war in Iraq that has no timetable for U.S. troop withdrawals. Correspondent Ross Simpson reports.
Not everyone is happy with the compromise.
I'm not likely to vote for something that doesn't have a timetable or a goal of coming home.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she thinks there has been some give and take on both sides.
It is, I think, a recognition that...